The sloop at last reached inside of small islands that sheltered her in smooth water. Then I climbed the mast to survey the wild scene astern. The great naturalist Darwin looked over this seascape from the deck of the Beagle and wrote in his journal, "Any landsman seeing the Milky Way would have nightmare for a week." He might have added, "or seamen as well." The Spray's good luck followed fast. I discovered, as she sailed along through the labyrinth of islands, that she was in the Cockburn Channel, which leads into the Strait of Magellan at a point opposite Cape Froward, and that she was already passing Thieves Bay, suggestively named. And at night, March 8th, behold, she was at anchor in a snug cove at the turn. Every heartbeat on the Spray now counted thanks. Here I pondered on the events of the last few days, and strangely enough, instead of feeling rested from sitting or lying down, I now began to feel jaded and worn. But a hot meal of venison stew soon put me right, so that I could sleep. As drowsiness came on, I sprinkled the deck with tacks, and then I turned in, bearing in mind the advice of my old friend Samblish that I was not to step on them myself. I saw to it that not a few of them stood business end up, for when the Spray passed Thieves Bay, two canoes had put out and followed in her wake, and there was no disguising the fact any longer that I was alone. Now it is well known that one cannot step on a tack without saying something about it. A pretty good Christian will whistle when he steps on the commercial end of a carpet tack. A savage will howl and claw the air, and that was just what happened that night about 12 o'clock. While I was asleep in the cabin, where the savages thought they had me, sloop and all, but changed their minds when they stepped on deck, for then they thought that I or somebody else had them. I had no need of a dog. They howled like a pack of hounds. I had hardly use for a gun. They jumped pell-mell, some into their canoes and some into the sea, to cool off, I suppose, and there was a deal of free language over it as they went. I fired several guns when I came on deck to let the rascals know that I was home, and then I turned in again, feeling sure I should not be disturbed any more by people who left in so great a hurry.